brought us right into the place of heaven. Yes. Hallelujah. To his very throne room this morning. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's a beautiful thing when we get together as God's people. Yes. And we rejoice in his presence. Hallelujah. In my office, I receive a magazine that is called Decision. And one of the articles was speaking about abortion. And they were speaking about abortion in North Carolina with these children who survived the abortion, that the doctors would drown them to death. And it made me so sick that we have come numb. This nation has come numb to sin, to murder. Where is their conscience? We as a church needs to have a passion after God. We have to, church, we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit and power to come against that evil enemy that comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. We have the nation. We have to be the voice to the, for those children and for those moms, even for the handicapped. Because when we allow the door to open a little bit of sin, the enemy comes in like a flood. We hear, oh, we just love each other. I'm in love. But the door, the enemy wants more than that. He wants your children. He wants to pervert what God has created. Because the Bible says that he's a liar. He was a liar in the beginning. He's a father lie, Jesus says. But the people buying the lie, because he settled, we're just in love. They want to pass the marijuana law. And they say it's just for healing. So you won't feel no pain. But when I walk in these streets and I see a young lady laying in front of Dunkin' Donuts with her eyes rolled up in back of her head with the addiction that she carries, where's the government? Where's the politicians that stand and says, this is to raise money? For who? For them. To spend and spend and spend on programs. We could not afford the addiction of drugs if it continue to support them. The taxpayer is not going to afford it. The health care is not going to afford it. The enemy settle comes in. He wants more. He wants your children, your family, your marriages. He wants to destroy what God created from the beginning and said, it is good. This morning I'll be speaking about the Holy Spirit, because today is the day that we celebrate the day of Pentecost, where the church was born in the books of Acts. Hallelujah. And it says he was born with power. Hallelujah. In John 14, verse 15, 17, Jesus said, if you love me, obey my commandments. And I will ask of the Father, and he will give you another advocate who will never leave you. He is the Holy Spirit, one who comes alongside of us. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord. I thank you that we can dance and celebrate in your presence this morning, Lord God, that we can come into that beautiful throne room, Father, because of your grace and mercy and your love and kindness are new every day. That we can dance like David danced in your presence, oh God, before the ark, and rejoice in your presence, because David said that the joy of the Lord is my strength. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When we enter into the presence of God, we enter with passion to desire Him more, to seek Him more. Passion, church. We need a church where people with passion for the things of God. We need to seek Him more. The answer of prayer is more prayer. The answer of prayer is more prayer. Church, we need to be a praying church. We need to pray. That's the foundation of the church. That's the foundation of our lives. Lay the foundation in prayer for your own personal lives. Be passionate of the things of God. Today, I said earlier, we celebrate Pentecost. The Pentecost word comes from Greek word meaning 50 days after the Passover. Also known the Feast of the Weeks. And I looked at Luke, and Luke writes to this man named Theophilus. And I searched the name Theophilus means friend of God. Friend of God. And I believe maybe Luke was protecting the church at that time from prosecution. And he wrote the name Theophilus. And the Christian, when we received the letter, they will understand. He's speaking to them as the church in the book of Acts. Friend of God. You receive that, church. You're the friend of God. It could have been a man in authority. But he writes the letter of Luke to him. And he writes the letter of Acts to him. In Acts chapter 1, verse 1, Luke the physician writes, "In my first book I told you, Theophilus, about everything Jesus began to do and to teach the day when he was taken up to heaven. After choosing the apostles, further instruction through the Holy Spirit, during the 40 days after his crucifixion, he appeared to the apostles from that time to time. And he proved to them in many ways that he was actually alive. And he talked to them about the kingdom of God." The Bible says he appears to 500. He appeared to the 12. When Jesus was raised from the dead, it says that they came out of the grave and follow him. Do you see a picture of the resurrection power of Jesus Christ? Do you see a picture of you being there on the last day, being raised with Christ in the heavenly places? That's his promise. "I go prepare a place for you. If I go to prepare a place for you, I come back to receive you unto myself." Hallelujah, what a promise. Hallelujah, what a hope we have in Christ Jesus. The world is passing away and everything in it, but his word will never pass away. Hallelujah. We have the promise and the hope that one day we will reign with Christ. We will live with him for eternity. And we carry that hope in our hearts, in our very being, that passion of Christ in us, the passion that we can go out into the world and draw men because of my salvation and the joy I have in Christ Jesus. And I can testify for Christ and tell the addict, Jesus loves you. There's one greater than your addiction. There's one greater than yourself is Jesus Christ. He came to seek that was lost. He came seeking for each one of us. I was lost in the world. I did drugs. I smoked marijuana. I did the party scene. But God came to my heart and saved me. I wasn't looking for him, but he was searching for me. And he grabbed me that evening in a church and brought me to my knees at the altar. And I can't explain what was going on in my life. I couldn't explain, and tears began to come down my face. What is going on? It was the Holy Spirit cleansing me from the inside out. Because the Holy Spirit comes to cleanse us from the inside out and make us new in Christ Jesus. He gives us new life. Hallelujah. I'm here to testify of the goodness of God. Yesterday I told the man in Bible study, whatever you put your hands on, God will bless it. Because if we are planted by the tree of the living water, our roots go deep, deep within Him, and our leaves will never wither. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We will flourish for the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. And once He has eaten with them, He commanded them, do not leave Jerusalem until the Father sends you the gift, the promise, as I had told you before. John baptized you with water, but just in a few days, I will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. What a promise. He baptized with the Holy Spirit and fire. Hallelujah. Therefore, when they had come together, they asked Him, saying, Lord, in verse 6, when will you restore the kingdom of God, of Israel? When you restore the kingdom of Israel? And He said to them, it is not for you to know the time and the season which the Father has put in His own authority. But you, in verse 8, but you should receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And you should be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, in the ends of the earth. You will be baptized with power and fire, that you may be a witness to me in this Jerusalem we call New Birth. Judea could be New Windsor or Cornwall. In all the surrounding areas to the ends of the earth. Hallelujah. He fills you with the Holy Spirit and power and fire. Now when He had spoken these things, while they were watched, He was taken up in a cloud to receive Him out of His sight. And when they were looking steadfast into the heavenlies, He went up before them. And the Bible says two men dressed in white clothing who also said, men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will so come back in a like manner. Hallelujah. The same way you see Him go into heaven, it's the same way we're going to see Him in all His glory returning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All the glory of the Lord. Hallelujah. And the Bible says they returned to Jerusalem from the Mount of Olives, which there near, they were near Jerusalem, and they returned. And the Bible said a Sabbath day journey. When they had entered, they went up to the upper room. Hallelujah. You know, we have the room upstairs, right? Hallelujah. And I always tell my wife, that's the upper room. We should start a prayer meeting up there. We should start using that room for prayer. Hallelujah. We should start filling that room upstairs with prayer. We call it the upper room. Hallelujah. And we begin to call God. And we begin to intercess for this city. We begin to intercess for your family. We begin to intercess for our people. Let it be the prayer room upstairs. Let it be the upper room. Hallelujah. Jesus is in the move. God is always working. We must jump in with Him. He is always working. He never stops working 24/7. His people gets tired. His people slow down. But God is always moving. God is always working. I remember I used to go up to Albany, and they had this senior citizen building years ago. And they emptied the building, went out of business. I don't know what financially what happened to them, but they were going to close the building. And the last senior citizen that came out of that building told the aide, "Please spin me around." And she began to pray that that building would be used for the glory of God. And that building became a center for the sick. And they would bring sick people there, and people will pray, and they will be healed. And we spent a weekend up there, my wife and I, and they were praying, and people will come 24/7. That building was open 24/7. 24/7. And there was a medical doctor in Albany Medical Center that the Lord laid upon his heart to use that building for the kingdom of God. And the day they dedicated that building for the kingdom of God, somebody wrote him out a check and paid the building. Hallelujah. And I remember they used to have instruments in the middle of the floor. Hallelujah. And people will come in and begin to worship. Like people would just come in, pick up the guitar, begin to strum, and begin to worship the Lord. And a guy will come in and pick up the trumpet and begin to join that brother. A sister will come in and begin to sing and bring in the presence of God. 24/7 prayer in the house. The house of prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In chapter 2, we read when the day of Pentecost had fully come. It says that they were all in one accord, in one place. And the Bible says, suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind. And it filled the whole house where they were sitting. The Bible said there was 120 of them. Hallelujah. And they appear to them as divine tongues of fire. One who sat upon each one of them. And they were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Jesus said that, but you shall receive power, and the Holy Spirit has come upon you. You shall receive power. See, the outpouring of the Spirit on the day of Pentecost, it marked three things. First, the sound of the rushing wind filled the house. There was a visible sign of tongues of fire resting on each person. The third, there was a miraculous speaking of foreign language which none previous learned. Hallelujah. 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 Imagine the Holy Spirit come upon you and you begin to speak French. And you begin to speak Italian. You know? Hallelujah. You can begin to speak Hebrew. Hallelujah. That's the power of the Holy Spirit. He is our teacher. Hallelujah. He will fill you with good things. Praise the Lord. You see, the sound of the rushing wind gives us a picture of the invisible power of God. As you know, the wind, which we cannot see, but is incredible power in a tornado or a hurricane. That sound comes from heaven. The noise was loud enough to gather the crowd to find out what's going on. They said there was men from different countries, from that whole area of the Mediterranean. And they come to Israel to celebrate the feasts of the week. And the Bible says that the priest will go out with the loaf of bread with leaven in it and have a wave offering unto the Lord. Hallelujah. It represents us and the Jewish people. Glory to God. That wave offering unto the Lord. Hallelujah. I need to stand on this side of the pulpit. I get excited. I'm sorry. Unless I push the pulpit up. Both the Hebrew word and the Greek word for wind in the spirit are the same. In Ezekiel 37, God commanded the prophet to prophesy to the winds to breathe on the valley of dry bones. Hallelujah. When he did so, the breath of life came into them. Hallelujah. So he told the prophet to speak to the dry bones. And the prophets breathed life into them. And the Bible said there was some noise going on. And I preached this earlier this year. There was noise going on. There was some rattling of those bones. And the bones became together. And the Spirit of God, God said, I will put my Spirit into them. Hallelujah. And the Lord will accomplish these things. Dry bones. The Lord said, I will put my Spirit in you, and you shall live, and I will place you in your own land. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken and performed it, says the Lord of God. Hallelujah. The Lord of hosts. God's put the Spirit in us and gives us life. He breathed into us by His Holy Spirit. Jesus spoke to Nicodemus about the need to be born of the Spirit. And he explained that the wind blows wherever it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but do not know where it comes from or where it's going. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. The Holy Spirit is like the wind, is a mighty power, but we cannot see Him. We can only see His effects. One of His most powerful effects is when He imparts spiritual life to those who are dead to their sins. You know, when I look out here in this body of Christ, I want us to be recognized as the Holy Ghost emergency room, where the people with spiritual trauma will come in and be rescued. Amen. We got some RN nurses here. Hallelujah. They can lay hands on you. Holy Spirit power. This is the trauma room. God wants to lay hands on you. There's a Holy Ghost emergency room. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I pray, let them come in, Lord. Let them come in as you they are. The second was an appearance of tongue, of fire resting on each person in the room throughout the Bible. Fire symbolized God's holy presence. Moses in the wilderness saw the burning bush, and yet it was not consumed, because God Himself was present there. So the Lord saw that he turned, Moses turned and looked, and God called him from the midst of the burning bush and says, Moses, Moses. And he said, here I am. Then he said, do not draw near to this place. Take off your sandals, off your feet, for the place you are standing is holy ground. This is holy ground. This building was dedicated to the Lord. When we come in here, we come in reference unto the Lord. Hallelujah. This was set apart for His glory. Holy ground. Israel in the wilderness had a guide and a protector. It was protected by the fire, the pillar of fire. Whatever they moved, they had the presence of God. I want the presence of God in my life. We should have a passion for that. You should want the presence of God in your life. That we walk in the presence. That we walk in the presence with fire. Hallelujah. Throughout the history of the church, the sovereign spirit has moved unseen as the wind where he wills to bring revival. And I know we're praying for revival, church. But revival begins with us in the house of God. God wants to begin to purify his people. God wants to begin to cleanse us from the inside out. And he sends the fire to purify us, to cleanse us from the contamination of the world. You know, I hear Christians, they exercise and they do yoga. You know, every exercise in the yoga and the meditation, each exercise has their own God. And every time you practice that, you open yourself up to spirits that you don't even know. Yoga is not for the Christians. They sell it to you as health. But you're opening yourself up to a spiritual world that you do not understand. And then when you open yourself up and things begin to work against you, you wonder what's going on. You need to bring the Holy Spirit fire to cleanse your life and ask for forgiveness. Because God gave his only beloved Son that whoever believes in him shall have everlasting life. And not only that, he purchased us. The Bible said he purchased each one of us and sealed us with the Holy Spirit. These bodies don't belong to us to do what we want and what we will with them. These bodies belongs to him. He owns it. He takes ownership over it. He is the one who directs my life. He is the one who leads me. Hallelujah. He is the one. My life is his. It belongs to him. For his glory and for his honor. He said, don't be lovers of the world. Separate yourself from them. Do we love them? Yes. But separate yourself from them. Through the apostles, they began to preach the gospel, proclaiming the good news. The Spirit imparts life, a new life. And Jesus says, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And then these men came from the Mediterranean. And when they heard the loud noise, the rushing wind, they got their attention. They came over to find out what's going on. And they heard them speaking in their own language. Yes. And they said, these men are drunk. And Peter stood up and said, this is the third hour. The bars don't open until after 3 o'clock. Hallelujah. But it was spoken by the prophet Joel. This is Acts 2, verse 14, 15, and 16. But this was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last day, says God, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see vision. And your old men shall dream dreams. And I'm a manservant. And I'm a manservant. I will pour out my spirit in those days. And that's your prophesying. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. Revival only comes when the people of God has been renewed with the passion of God. And I said early, the answer to prayer is prayer. We need to be a prayer in church. We want revival. Let revival come to us first. Let that Holy Spirit power come to us first. Let this place be the emergency room or the trauma room. The Holy Ghost emergency room. And people will say, I'm going down to that church. I got this sickness. And those people are on fire for God. And those people are going to lay hands on me. They have the anointing of the Holy Spirit and power. And I'm going to be delivered. We got some RN nurses in here. Hallelujah. They're anointed with the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes. You know, when I hear about Jacob, Vanessa's grandson, 5 years old, you know he has a battle song he carries in his heart? And he sings it and sings it and sings it. We shall have a battle song. That little boy, the Holy Spirit opened up to him and revealed himself to him. And he goes around the house singing the battle song. This young boy had open heart surgery. Recovering was difficult. But God has his hands on him. God has anointed him to be a testimony of his salvation for God's glory. And I believe he is full with the Holy Spirit. And God is beginning to reveal things in his own personal life. He's young. He doesn't understand. David was young. The Bible said David was 8 years old. And God knew that he would serve him. He had his calling on him. So I'm going to ask the team in the back. We want to hear that victory song. We want to come together as a church and receive that victory song for ourselves. Whatever you're battling through, let this be your victory song. Let the anointing of your spirit lead you. Hallelujah. When the Holy Spirit comes, he will fill you with power. I want you to take that with you. He will fill you with power. When you see that enemy out there on the street, do not be afraid of him. Don't fear the drug dealers. Don't fear them. I remember I went up praying with a group of people. And we're standing on this side of the street. And they're over there selling drugs. And they said, Pastor, what are we going to do? I said, we're going to go over there and take the corner. We went over there and took their corner. And we started praying and singing. They went around the corner. We have the authority he has given us over those spirits of demons. And you know what they used to do? We're singing and they come around and peek. The battleground. Yesterday I told the men, I looked in that room. I said, I go into battle with these guys. It don't matter what they look like. I go into battle because the Spirit of the Lord is with us. He takes my battle. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give him praise and glory. Hallelujah. Let us watch this video.
I lace the boots up, is straight to the door, cause this is worth fighting for. I get my head right, the heart's gotta follow. Whisper a prayer like there ain't no tomorrow. Take a breath, and I exhale slow. I wasn't made for this kind of cold. This ain't the kind of place that you wanna know. These are the elements, I'm telling you, bro. This world, it's up in my grill. This world is shooting to kill. This world always gotta be stealing my heart. This world always trying to rip my family apart. I'll fight the elements. I'll fight the elements. I got spirit, I got faith. I might bend, but I won't break. I'll fight the elements. And I'ma go down swinging. This ain't our home, nah, not even close. They camouflage like we fighting some ghosts. You start to doubt everything that you know. I feel the heat and it's starting to show. They try to break us, make us wanna give in. Lay down our arms, overcame us again. Lay down a fight, I could never relent. And I'ma take it all the way to the end. I'll fight the elements. I'll fight the elements. I got spirit, I got faith. I might bend, but I won't break. I'll fight the elements. And I'ma go down swinging. God, let me see it for what it is. This ain't neutral we're up against. These elements push me to the fence, and then I end up on top of it, if I'm not careful. To recognize what is pushing in, open my eyes through these elements. Stand up and rise through these elements. I'm willing to fight, willing to fight. The elements.
I love what he says. I'm filled with the Spirit. He's going to fight the elements. Church, we're going to fight the elements? Amen. Victory is ours. Victory is ours. Hallelujah. Victory belongs to Jacob. Hallelujah. I love that spirit. Five-year-old. Praise the Lord. Praise God. I'm going to close now. We're having a lot of fun. Ain't we today? Hallelujah. This is better than the world's party. I can tell you. I can party in the house of the Lord all day long. Hallelujah. They ain't got nothing on us. They ain't got nothing on us. They ain't got nothing on us. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, Lord. Get up. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Give him a praise. Hallelujah. He is worthy of all our praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I just thank you that we celebrate today. You recognize that the day the church was born on the day of Pentecost. Father God, I pray that you will fill your people with the Holy Spirit and power and with fire, Lord. Father, that they will be a witness and they will come against the elements that come against them in this world. Father God, I just pray for anyone who's sick. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray this is the Holy Ghost emergency room, Father God. Let it be the Holy Ghost emergency room, Father. And Father, we have some RN nurses in here. Father God, they're going to treat you for the spiritual trauma that this world is suffering, Lord God. Hallelujah. Father God, just pray your Holy Spirit anointing upon your people, Lord God. I pray for healing in the name of Jesus Christ, that he took our sickness and our disease upon that cross, that your people will walk in victory, Lord God. I thank you that you wash us clean with the blood of Jesus Christ. I thank you that you fill us with your Holy Spirit and power and fire. Father God, I just thank you. Thank you. Let the army come forth in battle. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Or that it doesn't wane when we get back to the other parts of our lives, Lord. And we pray, Lord, for your peace and your purposes in our lives. We pray for the hair cutting team on Wednesday, Lord, that you'd be with them and fill them with confidence, fill them with skill, fill them, Lord, with your word as they cut their. They're bringing the kingdom to wherever they go, whatever they do, Lord. So we ask you now, Lord, to part us, to be with us and keep us safe and healthy in this week to come. Amen.